Welcome to the Dale Elliott Podcast. I am your host, Dale Elliott, and today we are doing a monologue. A lot of you guys have been asking me, you know, to share my thoughts and talk to you guys about personal growth. Yes, but don't forget to like, share, comment, and subscribe. Now, I am here to reason with you guys today about mindset and personal growth. A lot of you guys know me from I Was Ellie Diviner, where I used to make skits. I still make skits. And I moved to the US, live in California. Now I open up a production studio in California while doing stand-up comedy, while still chasing my acting dream and still providing content for you guys every day. Now, this is very hard. I work very hard to achieve what I have managed to accomplish so far, but in terms of where I want to be, I am nowhere near there, but I am thankful for where I am. And I believe that a lot of the things I had to change to be in the position that I am now had to do with my environment and my mindset. But before you change your mindset and your environment, you always have to start on your personal growth. And to me, that is the most important thing. If you feel good, you're going to look good. And then if you look good, you're going to want to maintain that, and you're just going to feel better in yourself. So I would implore anybody out there who is feeling lost, feeling like they're not accomplishing anything, I would tell them to work on their self first. Work on your body and work on your mind. And although I say personal growth, you can find this whether it is you exercise, the gym, you can find this in books. A lot of people don't understand the knowledge that you can get from a book. And especially people out there that don't have a lot of people to turn to, I would implore you to turn to a book. Because yes, you can learn from life lessons and the people around you, but if you're not getting inspiration from the people around you, trust me, somebody have written it down in a book. So I would tell you to read. But yeah, just find activities to do that help your body and your mind. So exercise. Find that place that you are calmest. Find that place where you get to let go of everything and only think about positive things. For me, that is the beach. And ever since I was a child, I've always found somewhere to basically like let go of everything that I'm going through. And that helps a lot. Especially when you're in a dark place in your life and you don't know where to turn to. I would just turn to a book, or I just turn to solitude, which is just, there's just a time for me to just be by myself, go somewhere where I can just forget about what is going on for a period of time and just feel good and have fun. Find that thing that you enjoy doing outside of all the chaos that is happening around you, and that will find back yourself. So that is what I have to say about your personal growth. But although you can fix the physical, because the physical can always be fixed, you can always work out and find friends, your mindset is very important. And the reason why I say your mindset is important is because if you are weak-minded, you will achieve nothing. If you are weak-minded, you will tend to start and stop a lot of things. So I feel like a way how you can improve your mindset is to surround yourself around people with strong mindsets. They always say you are a product of your environment. So if you are in that environment and you don't feel productive, I would implore you to leave that environment. Mindset is so powerful that when I came here and I say, yo, Dale, I want to become an actor, want to be a comedian, and I want to be the greatest I can be. And if I never stick to that, I wouldn't be able to can do what I am doing right now. And now, having a strong mindset is being able to tolerate failure and being able to remain focused on what you want to to accomplish. And in order to have a strong mindset, you are probably going to seem very selfish. Having a strong mindset means you're going to have to learn how to compartmentalize a lot of the things that you're going through to focus on the goal. Because what I realize is that no matter what is going on around you, if you let it seep into your brain, you're going to become sidetracked. So the person you are with or in communication with on a day-to-day basis have to have the same mindset as you, whether that is your friend or your partner. If you're in a relationship that is taking away from your mindset, that relationship is not for you. If you are around friends that don't have the same goals as you, that is going to interrupt with your mindset. Now, it might sound selfish, but I believe there's a time and place for everything. And right now in my life, I feel like the time is to work and to work hard so I can provide for my future family and make everyone around me happy. So I have made up my mind that my mindset is, as a child growing up, I never really have. The only time I feel like I am worth it is when I am providing something to someone, which is why I love comedy. Because I never grew up with my parents, I always had to seek validation from somewhere. And whether that is me expressing myself, giving trouble, doing sports, whether it is schoolwork, whatever it is, that is how I decided to get the attention. Because I used to say, maybe if I am excellent at something, I'm going to be recognized. Because, you know, growing up in an extended family, you always want to be seen, but you don't really want to make it look like you have forced yourself. So my personality that I have now is based off, I feel as if I provide enough value to someone, I will be valuable. And that is what keeps me up at night. That is the drive to be successful at something, to be recognized. That is what I want. And when you find the avenue to achieve that, you have to have the right mindset to say, this is what I am going to do and nobody is going to stop me and nothing is more important than what I want. Now, you might not achieve your goals when you change your personality and your mindset, but you will be closer to it if you do. And the reason why I say this is because a lot of people don't take the risk to try to improve these things. For instance, I took a risk of leaving my comfort zone in Jamaica, finished college, just had a movie, just was about to be on Netflix. So I think, personally, I think I would have been okay staying in Jamaica. But I wanted more for myself. And I had an opportunity to move and go somewhere and do better than what I feel like at the time I could accomplish in Jamaica. I had to sacrifice a lot. I left a lot of things behind. I left a lot of people behind. And when I moved here, I never came here in the best position, but I worked my way up and is still working. Now, a lot of people wouldn't necessarily take that risk to spend and not sure of a return or to go somewhere in an unknown area and start from scratch. That is a big risk. But I got my confidence from books. I got my confidence from looking up to people that I am not around, but I want to emulate. And I think for me, where fear is concerned, I have none. Because I've failed so much. I've tried so much things that didn't work out and had to start over. And as you can see, I am somebody who just tries things. The other day I just say, you know what? I'm going to make a song and I'm going to make a music video. And I'm going to pay to keep this music, to have this music video. And I'm going to shoot this music video at this, the own studio that I recorded, that I paid for. And it wasn't because I want to be an artist and I want to be, oh, this greatest musician. I wanted to do that. I told myself that this is what I was going to do. And my mindset for that moment was, I am going to make Loverboy the best thing I can produce from someone who has no experience in music. And it's been doing good, and I'm thankful for it. But that was just to let you guys know that I am not afraid to do anything. And you have to have that mindset if you are trying to achieve something. You have to have the mindset to know that I might spend all this money and lose everything. And when you have that mindset, you work hard. Because even if something doesn't work out, you will learn something from it. You will know what not to do next. And I really believe that during every journey, something happens in the journey that either gives you experience or it's a connection that is leading to something bigger. So I believe that if I take myself out of a situation and I go into a room and I meet one person from that room, that person have now the opportunity, that person can change my life forever. Or I might can change that person's life forever. Or we both can benefit from each other. So in the world of personal growth and mindset, I would say when you're working out your personal growth, you are now going to figure out what can I specialize in that is going to provide value to the people that I am around. Because the more value you can provide to the people around you is the more you are going to be invited around them. And when I say that, I don't mean, oh, we are trying to be opportunists or trying to leech off somebody. I am saying that in order for you to move upward in any society, you have to know how to, either you have a skill or a purpose. But you have to be able to do something. So whatever stage you are in your life right now, I would implore you that anything that you can do well, double down on it. And that is what you will be known for. Perfect example, I am a comedian. And because of comedy, I got the opportunity to act. And because of my relationships that I have managed to build, I got the opportunity to make music. You know, get the opportunity for just try things. So don't look at everything as, yo, what if it don't work? I would look at things like, even if it don't work, this is what I get from it. And the worst case scenario is you will be in a better situation than you were before. I promise you. Now, another topic I want to talk about is the self-discipline. In the world of being disciplined at something means you have to have the right mindset to lock in and say, yo, this is what I am going to do every day. And discipline is with patterns. So how I develop discipline is to, this is me, don't follow me, I tend to lock myself in a certain pressure where I don't have a choice. And if you realize that discipline is something that has always been taught to all humans. From we were a child, we used to go to school every day at a certain time. We know what time we had to be there. We know what time we had to leave. We understand the consequences that happen when we don't adhere to certain orders. And I feel like because of my personal improvement and mindset, it helped me to be more disciplined. Because without discipline, you cannot accomplish anything without discipline. And that is self-discipline. So if it is that you know that I have to get this done by 8 o'clock, and you feel like because of how you feel today, you're not gonna get it done, that means that is not the number one priority. And people around you will realize that is the wrong mentality. So your mindset has a lot to do with how people will treat you. Your discipline and your mindset have a lot to do with how people treat you. Nothing is wrong with saying no. Nothing is wrong with saying, yo, I am busy from 9 to 10 o'clock because I have to exercise. And nothing is more important to me than from 9 to 10 o'clock. If somebody don't dead, don't call me from 9 to 10 o'clock. This is what I have to do. Nothing is more important than this. If you explain this to somebody, if they don't adhere to what you are saying, they don't respect you. And in order for you to gain that respect is for you to display that discipline. So when you keep that strong mindset of, yo, this is what I want to accomplish. This is how I'm going to accomplish it. This is what I am going to do. If somebody believe that they know can come into your life or come around you and change your structure and how you do things and make you become disciplined, you have a weak mindset. And then I would implore you to get that person away from you. Because they are going to hold you back because of how they feel. And at the end of the day, feelings is important. As a man, I have feelings. I have emotions. I feel like I display my emotions, but not everybody is the same. But for me, if I have something to do, if I feel a certain type of way about it, I don't care. I don't care. No, maybe that might make me seem selfish, but you just have to have that. Me just feel like sometime you don't care how you feel, and sometime as a person, you have to can look somebody in them face and say, yo, as a man, you really me not care about how you feel right now. No, this is what me I gonna get done right now. Because when you have that kind of mindset, continue do whatever you're doing right now. Continue doing it for a year. I promise you that if what you are doing, everybody around you like it, you will get nowhere. But if you lock away with a five person team or less, and you focus, you're going to realize how lonely you become. You're going to realize that a lot of people that you thought you were like friends with and you used to see every day, and all of them are going to disappear. And some of the time, the best feeling in your life is to be lonely. Because when you become lonely and you feel like your back is against the wall, that is when you become your best version of yourself. Because now you realize that, yo, at the end of the day, it's me alone born. And whatever responsibility may have, in order for me to tend to those responsibilities, I have to be in a proper mental space. And I have to have a strong mindset. And I also have to have a strong mindset for the people around me. How you develop that mindset, it can be trauma. Or it can just be study. But don't not have a strong mind. And if you realize that you and somebody, whether it be a partner, a friend, anybody that is around you, if you guys don't have the same mindset, you guys are not going to work. Because at the end of the day, a person can be your friend, but outside of the friendship, if the friendship affects the goal, I cannot have that friend around me. I can still have that friend. I can call that friend to hang out from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock. But I cannot have that friend around me 24/7. Because all it takes is for one day you want to do something and that friend is like, yo, come to this party. Or, yo, why you do that? That no seem cool. Or, yo, you know, see the video where you post only have 1,000 views. Man, stop waste your time. All it takes is for that one negative person around you. And all of a sudden that can poison your whole environment. So trust me, your personal development have a lot to do with your mindset. And in order to get those, you need to have self-discipline. And in order to have certain self-discipline, you need to have right people around you and find inspiration from the people where you look up to. Now, if you not look up to somebody, if everybody around you find a character trait or a personality where them have what you like and dial in on that. But if you have somebody around you and is always negative, there is nothing positive. Like, if you're there on somebody and them can never yet tell you about, oh, yo, today is a good day. Yo, how much sets you do today? Yo, you know, me see your podcast, you know, what? If you don't have that person around you, it better to be alone than to have somebody around you that is negative or not supportive of you. Because if the people around you don't take what you want to do seriously, you yourself are going to start doubt yourself. And what you don't want is to doubt yourself and your abilities. Because me believe, say, oh, me are the best in everything. And nobody can change that mindset they are mine. No, I might not be the best. But I always believe that if I am not the best, and in reality I am not, but if I have that mindset, you know what that helped me to do? I read in a book that if you're not the best at something, surround yourself with the best people in their field. And as long as you keep on surrounding yourself with the best people, you are now going to get their best capabilities out of them, that it will benefit you. So I am not the best photographer. I can't take my own picture of them. I can't shoot my own video of them. I can't run my office. So the goal is to provide me with the best people around me to get the best out of what I can naturally do the best. So whatever you do, put yourself in rooms with good people. Don't put yourself in rooms around humble people. If you look up the definition of humble, that is not me. I'm not a humble person. That is not me. Them say humble calf suck the most milk. If me did humble, me wouldn't reach where me there. I'm not reach nowhere. But if me did listen to people all the time and not have a mindset of yo deal, no matter what, under no circumstances, me nah go stop. Like if the first time when me did try get a studio, and when me get the studio, it never work out, and me did have to lock down the studio, move out, lose the money. If me did just do it that one time, they are afraid and say, yo, me nah do it again. Me couldn't have what me have now. If me did do stand-up comedy and it never did work, and me go out on one show and somebody say, yo, deal, you're boring, and me did just take that and just don't do back no more stand-up. Majority of what me do, me couldn't do it if me did surround myself with people who are negative. And you see, because me don't surround myself with people who are negative, if you cannot find positive people to be around, go find it in a book and stay by yourself. Take some risks. Save. Do whatever it takes to be able to do what you want. But you have to start from somewhere. Small sacrifices equal to small rewards. Big sacrifices equal to massive rewards. And Rome wasn't built in a day. Nothing happened overnight. I cannot believe that I am going to be 29 years old. And I feel like, oh, me shoulda can do this by 29 and this and that. And so you get so caught up in your mind and your mindset that you don't even take time to see where you actually get done and the places where you actually go. Like anybody out there who feel like them a struggle or them a go through something, go back 5 years and look upon your progression in a 5 years, then you are going to just realize that, oh, me probably just have a bad 3-4 months. And imagine if you have a bad 1 year. Imagine if you tell your woman, say, right now, Johanno, me have to lock in right now for 2 years and get this thing off the ground. But if you lock in with me for the 2 years, the story I go even better when you make it. Because trust me, nothing nice like when somebody doubt you and you actually get it done. It's even sweeter. Nothing will be given to you unless you go out there go take it. That is all I have to say to you. So remember though, like, share, comment, and subscribe. And this is just me, I give me like a 2 cents, you know. Big up yourself. I'm out.